all loaded, and we took off heading north and out of Vungtau. Passed through a village that was built over a swamp. All the houses appeared to be made out of rusty flattened kerosene tins and Coca-Cola cans. Other villages appeared to be a bit more orderly, if you consider grass roofs to be orderly. Berea eventually came into view. This was a mixture of grass buildings and old concrete buildings. Some of the larger ones appeared to be of French style, but still in very poor condition. This country certainly seems to have once had better days. Saw several bridges too along the way, which had been knocked down, and quite a few bomb craters were lying around in the paddy fields. Eventually we arrived at the main gate to New Adapt, and noticed on both sides of the road with a triangular signs with the words Bar Min, which meant minefields. At the gate was a manned recoilless rifle. Gosh, we're really in a war zone here. We travelled past a hill which was known as Sass Hill. An American artillery unit was also in that same area, with some very large mounted artillery pieces of the like we'd never seen. When they let off a round, everything shook, especially the toilet box, which were made of corrugated iron. Luskenfield was to our right. Luskenfield, it was the airfield. After Luskenfield, we drove into the rubber trees. This is where Fivera, then to become our home for the next 12 months, was situated. Fivera had set up quite nicely. Probably the local engineers did that, with a church and an outdoor theatre and mess halls. Up until we arrived, the Fivera troops watched blue movies, but as soon as 7R arrived, all blue movies were banned. Colonel Smith thought it was all bad for our morale. After we had settled in our company platoon areas, we immediately set to work by going out on local patrols. It was more of a familiarisation exercise, more than anything. However, our platoon went out on a 3-day ambush patrol. Again, this is what more like an exercise, as we weren't too far out from New Dan camp. But then again, the Battle of Long Tan the year before was not very far out from here. During the first night, things happened. Actually, one of the guys was convinced that there were enemy troops trying to sneak up on us. He even explained that he could see lights, movement in front of his position. He was so convinced that he took out a grenade and threw it. The grenade bounced off a tree to his front and back towards him. It blew up, but somehow no one was injured. What he thought were lights were actually, in fact, fireflies. These are insects which fly around at night and have what I would describe it as a fluoro light, which seem to turn on and off. As for movements, it's the eyes playing tricks on you. If you stare out hard enough, trees will look like they are actually moving. Except for this, all went well. Those 3 days and nights, and I must say, we all learnt something from it.